Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
And welcome to Women's Freedom Radio on this Monday night, and I tell you what, things are getting crazier and insaner every day. Virgil Russell, how you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, brother. Hanging in there. Just doing my thing down here in Texas. Can't be happier for the cooler weather, finally. And other than that, everything's kind of going to hell in a handbasket with the rest of the country.
All right, right. Well, I know we got a little relief today. Gas prices dropped down some from 65 cents, and it's $3.19 a gallon now. So we kind of got a little bit of relief. You know, I have a special guest here that's coming on you guys are going to like. And I know we're just going to like him. So these two guys think alike. So, but anyhow, his name is Michael Bogus, and we'll bring him on here. He's all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, that's running for Congress. Very good friend of mine and everything. So, but anyhow, just welcome him to the show. Hey, Michael, how you doing, brother?
How's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing good, surviving.
Yeah, barely, but doing it.
Right, right. Well, Michael, yep. Before we get started, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and what you're running for and everything, then we'll get to the nitty-gritty.
All right, sounds good. My name is Michael Bogus. I'm out here in the northeast
section of Georgia. I'm running for the Congressional 9th District Circuit seat, federal position. I'm running against a fella named Andrew Clyde, gun store owner, you know, multimillionaire, typical what we always get with a politician, millionaires. We don't ever bring
right.
a blue-collar worker to Washington, D.C., because we're kind of like squirrels. We see something shiny, and we go for that. And that's
right,
a problem
right.
in this country.
right.
That's
and
a major problem.
It is. And it's time to get all these people out. I know tomorrow when we're having our elections this year, elections going on all over the state and everything. So everything is looking good right now from what I'm seeing and stuff. But, brother, I tell you, I know last year you ran, you had a fight in your hands when Antifa got a hold of you and shut you down and everything, you know. Hey, right in the middle of all that and stuff. But you're behaving this time. So,
I kind of calmed it down a little bit, just a little bit though. I still get out there and I say what I need to without calling them all dumb son of a bitches.
right.
Yeah.
But anyway, let me see, Virgil. You got any questions you want to ask Michael?
I'm calling off that.
Uh oh. I hear an echo.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Yeah, like I said, you know, I'm just trying to calm it down a little bit. You know, I'm getting my point across without having to get angry so much.
Right. Well, I know you're for the Second Amendment. I know you're for the Constitution and everything. And I just had a virtual picture of your arm where you had "Let's Go Brandon" tattooed on it. I like that.
Oh yeah, I mean, I was up there finishing my sleeve, and I told the tattoo artist, I was like, you know what, I have fun posting about that pedophile. I might as well get the hashtag FJB and Let's Go Brandon. He's like, okay. And he went ahead and sewed it on there.
right. But anyhow, I know when we first met down there at Lucretia's with Marjorie Green and all of us out there and stuff, and you were running then, are you running off the same platform that you did then, that you're doing now, or...
My platform is the Constitution. It's always going to be the Constitution because that's what we've got to protect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now what we have in office is not protecting our rights. They're
mm-hmm.
protecting their wallets.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this forced jab, if you look at it, it's already violating the 14th Amendment. The 4th Amendment is violating the Civil Rights Act. It's violating the Equal Opportunity Act. It's violating the Nuremberg Code.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are laws that were written by our government to protect us, and they're violating. Our own government is violating.
Oh, yeah. Just about all the police state government is anyhow, you know, and this stuff. But I know that, you know, Jonathan Garcia and... Matt McGregor, they're looking really good in the polls right now. And we got a year to go before this election and stuff. Do you see yourself running with Marjorie Greene?
Yeah, I would run with Marjorie Greene. It's not, I mean, I used to rally with her for years, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fine with it, but right now I think she actually she's actually running with my opposition, and I'm trying to get the voice out to her about that, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing, actually, you know, and stuff, because we had Marjorie on the show a couple of years ago when she was first running as well, and everything. So you know, so that's the fact we bring everybody good luck because they win. But I know Lucretia, she speaks very highly of you as well too. But Virgil, we give each other hell, but you know what? We care about each other a lot. And everything.
Oh, yeah.
And deep down, you know, well, you see how she picks on me. But anyhow, Virgil, you got anything you want to ask Michael here?
No, not really. I mean, it's just, do you see, you know, when you win, do you see a real fight on your hands? Because you know, Jonathan's a good guy. I like Jonathan, but he comes across like, you know, well, once I get elected, you know, I'm going to bring back Georgia to the Constitution, this to the Constitution, that to, you know, and he thinks, you know, he gives me the impression like he thinks it's going to be easy to do.
No, we have so much corruption in Washington, D.C. that I'm going to be fighting the whole time, the absolute whole time. And what I'm hoping to do, if I do get elected, is start pushing and backing others from other states that's like me, like-minded, constitutional-minded, you know, just in it for the people. Because, let's be honest, the people that's getting endorsements are paying for endorsements.
Mm-hmm.
That's another bad problem. They're paying for these endorsements. I'm not going to have any endorsements from politicians because everything that I'm planning on doing, one of the very first things that I'm planning on doing is taking away their guaranteed qualified immunity. I want to take that away from politicians. I'm tired of taxpayers paying out-of-court settlements for these assholes to go and do whatever they want, and we have to pay for it. I'm tired of it. So, yeah, I got an uphill battle the whole way, but I'm going to try to get back up as well. I'm going to be looking at others from other states and pushing them as well. And, it's not going to be easy to ask.
Russell, you got any questions you want to ask?
I really appreciate what you guys do and what you want to do. Were you to win a crooked election after November, after what just happened in California, don't you think it's time for us to be honest and say we're not going to win another election?
Well, to be honest with you, we could all beat the Dominion voting machines, and it's quite simple because it's up to county, but county don't want to spend the money on it. And I'm telling you that straight up. That's the way it is here in Georgia. If the counties would pay the extra money, we wouldn't have to use Dominion voting machines.
Right.
That's part of the contract. I mean, all they have to do is get extra poll workers in and we can do it on pallets, on paper. But they're not doing it. Because why? Mm-hmm. Because both sides are just as corrupt as the other.
Oh, and that can't cheat.
Of course. You know, the abortion case, the abortion, Texas abortion law case, is heating up in the Supreme Court, and these so-called conservative judges, anti-abortion judges, they're coming out with these statements. They're going to sell us out. They're going to sell Texas out. and it's going to be one thing after another. Once that fails, there's going to be a lot of backsliding on promises made and things said in confirmation hearings and this, that, and the other. Our governor, John Dumbbell Edwards, he's in Scotland right now, and he's sounding like Ocasio-Cortez with this Green Deal mess, with this climate change mess and all of this. And
that is our governor.
I mean, it's like he wrote the speech himself for her. And
blah speech.
If you really think about it and look at Georgia governor, I mean, he was endorsed by Trump and then turned around and stabbed him. I mean, he's no better than Judas.
Oh, well, that was from the top on down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these people got their act together. I got to give them that. They got their act together. They got their stooges in place, and they're pulling the strings and pushing the buttons, and they're getting their little wish list and this, that, and the other. And the American people are going to suffer for it because they don't want to stand up and do a damn thing about it.
You damn
you know,
right.
They're all holding their breath. They're swapping their thumb from their mouth to their ass. Oh, we're gonna take it back in 2022. Ain't gonna happen, people.
Nope.
Ain't gonna happen, people.
Nope, it sure ain't. What we need is another Athens, Tennessee, the Battle of Athens, Tennessee. But patriotism
That was a different generation of people.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
Those people were willing to pick up their rifles and do what was right. You know, this generation here, they don't even want to pick up a coffee cup unless it's made for them at Starbucks.
Exactly. I mean, well, look, this whole time, you know, even before I started campaigning, I've been protesting these hospitals against this forced jab. And the nurses themselves are, do it for me, do it for me, do it for me. No, you got to do it for yourself. And then they talk about they want a politician to come and speak on their behalf, and I'm like, well, good luck. We can't even get them to speak on our behalf in Congress.
Well, it just amazes me. Okay, American Airlines canceled over 2,000 flights. Okay, all of a sudden when it comes to this jab, they come up with the excuse, oh, bad weather. You know, you cancel 2,000 flights across the country, bad weather. Today here, it was sunshining.
Uh-huh, same
you
here.
Know?
Oh, yeah.
All right. New York, 9,000 firefighters, police officers, and sanitation workers walked off the job. They're not getting it. And there's reports that people that are getting on flights are going through airport metal detectors and setting them off without having anything on them because of this vaccine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the ingredients of that vaccine.
Did you know that, Russell?
Oh, yeah. And the reason for that is because there's little objects in the vaccines. that was discovered. In Japan.
And they discovered parasites.
Well, check this out, guys. My roommate's daughter-in-law got the vaccine about 2 months ago. Well, she was admitted in the hospital yesterday. She called this morning, and she's down with COVID in the hospital after getting the vaccine. She's a liberal, and we tried to argue with her not to get it. Well, now her two kids have tested positive for COVID after they got the vaccine.
After they got the vax?
Yep, after
wow.
they got the vax. Yep.
Well, I mean, they're injecting the vax. I mean, they're injecting COVID in you.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's strange how, you know, like Circle Back Girl came down yesterday with it, too. All these people that got the vaccine 2 months ago are now coming down with COVID.
Yep. You want to know something real funny? The people that's getting these booster shots. There was one that's 24 years old, female, never had a health issue in her life, got the booster shot, was put in the hospital immediately with a stroke and blood clots.
Same thing happened to a good friend of mine. I'm not going to mention his name, but I mentioned it a while back. He got the Pfizer shot. Well, he immediately had to go to the hospital. Guess what they discovered? He had blood clots in his lungs.
Yep. Yep, exactly. And here's one more thing. You know, if the government's going to sit here and try to force this on us, but yet they have a code that keeps them from being sued, if they believe in this vaccine so much, shouldn't they lift that code?
Yeah, and shouldn't they unexempt all the other employees in them and make them get it?
Yeah, I mean, look, CDC don't have to have it. FDA doesn't have to have it. FEMA doesn't have to have it. So what makes them special?
Right, right. And that's what I say.
Here's the thing. Okay. I'm looking, I'm watching this G whatever it is summit, and all of these are up on the stage. None of them's wearing masks. Okay. None of them's wearing masks. All right, that's the first thing. Another thing is, this so-called expert mouthpiece comes on CBS Good Morning, and he makes the statement of, you know, people who don't wear masks during the holidays might infect those people who have been vaccinated with the COVID virus. Okay. Joe Biden is saying if you get the shot, you don't have to wear the mask. Then he says he didn't say that. Then the video pops up at the news conference where he did, in fact, say it. So, I mean, if that's the case, aren't these unvaccinated people going to infect vaccinated people?
Yes, they
are. I mean,
are.
You know,
right.
Congress is exempt. The Senate is exempt. You know, people, you know, the so-called mandate, the deadline is coming up, I think, this week. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I see it, but for the life of me, a good majority of people don't see it, and it's just mind-boggling at the stupidity of people. I mean, here you have a president that says we vaccinated 350 million people in the United States. Well, the last census count was there was 330 million in America, Joe.
Yeah, you're right.
Where'd that other 20 come from?
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, he's the one that actually looked at the Pope and told him that he was a famous African American football player in America.
So he pooped his pants.
Yeah, and then pooped himself. Look, they had this plan the whole time. The Dominion voting machines, they were talking about Amendment, the 25th Amendment. They had this plan the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Dominion voting machine has a contract of 10 years. And if you think about it, if they invoke the 25th Amendment during midterms, get Biden out, put Harris and Pelosi in, that would make Harris eligible to run two more terms as president. That's 10 years.
God help us all. Yeah.
Well, they had this plan the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talk about that all the time on this show. And, you know, and here's the thing is that me and Russell, we talked about this about 8 years ago, 8, 9, 10 years ago on this show. But we just didn't know when we were going to start this, you know, and everything. And I tell you, you know, it's like Virgil said, it's mind-boggling to see how people are really stupid, you know.
After the 2022 election, okay, after the 2022 election, okay, it's going to be this, that, they're going to be pissing and moaning on both sides for whatever, okay. But you will see the complete dismantling of the Electoral College.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You are going to see this 3-point-something trillion infrastructure pass.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see it. Okay. And, you know, they're screaming about, oh, he's raising the debt ceiling. We're already trillions of dollars in debt. We're already, if you believe in that debt ceiling and you believe $1 trillion of debt, then you don't know. You have no business trying to manage money, not anybody else's or your own. Okay. If somebody is trillions and trillions of dollars in debt, okay, how are they able to fund the United Nations, NATO, give all this welfare, give all of this stuff, give all of these government grants and everything throughout the country? Okay, $50 million grants here, $25 million grants there, $100 million grants here, and this, that, and the other. It's all a bunch of bullshit. No money's changing hands. All this is just a fancy piece of paper with some signatures on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Smoke
and all we need, that's it. That is it. It's just like the COVID. It's a fake crisis meant to cause fear in the people and get them into panicking. Okay?
Yep.
And take away their freedom
because
and their rights.
If you're China or any foreign country, and I'm the United States, and I am trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, $13, $14, $15 trillion in debt to you, okay, and all I'm doing is paying on the interest on that, not trying to pay back the loan. I have my own, you have your own economic problems, your own economy is in the shithole, okay. Would you continue to loan me money? Could you go to the bank and borrow money and borrow and borrow and borrow and borrow and borrow money like that? No, you couldn't. You couldn't. So, I mean, the American people are just, I don't know, they're just the most gullible people in the world. I've never seen people that are more gullible and claim to be, you know, that they're so smart with this and so smart with that and know how the game is played, to fall for all of this coming over this idiot box called TV.
Michael, one of the things I'm going to ask you is, what are you going to do if you win? What's the first thing you're going to do once you get into office, the very first thing?
sorry. I didn't say that. Yeah, I'm sorry.
When you get, if you win and you get into office, what's one of the very, very first things you're going to do on the first day?
I am going to write legislation to end guaranteed qualified immunity for politicians. Very first
well,
day.
Good luck on that one. Good luck on
I know it won't pass, but what I'm saying is if I can get it out there, get it recognized, when others start asking their representatives, why is this dumb hick from Georgia writing this and you're not,
mm-hmm.
that's gonna leave representatives with questions they can't answer.
Well,
right.
You see, here's the thing, my man. Here's the thing, Mike. You write a piece of legislation up, get all the legal mumbo-jumbo put in it, and you got to present this to the Speaker of the House. She
mm-hmm.
decides what bills get voted on the floor. So it ain't going to never leave the storage room with about 2 million other pieces of legislation that she has tabled.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. That's what I just said. What I'm saying is, once I write it, I have to get in front of a camera. See, here's one of the biggest problems that we have. These representatives that can get in front of a camera, say like Marjorie Taylor Greene and the rest of them, they're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They need to write the legislation, get it out there, and when the American people see that is when they start questioning it, their representatives.
Well,
once all these other representatives are having to answer these questions and hearing it from all their constituents, that's when you make the change.
True. Well, the thing now that's got me worried is that Biden has directed the Department of Justice, which the Department of Justice has passed down the memo, that these parents that are speaking up at these school board meetings against this mass mandates and critical race theories and all of this, that they be put under the Patriot Act.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way they can do anything is by threatening them with some
mm-hmm.
kind of bullshit, you know? It's just like when we have to go up against Antifa or the left, we're already considered white supremacists, no matter what color we are. I mean, hell, look at Lucretia Hughes. She's black. She don't get much blacker. What is she, the Klan with the tan?
Right. They go after her hardcore, you know?
Yeah, all the damn time. All the time. And
I mean, the point I'm trying to make is, like Russell has said a thousand times, this cancer called progressive socialism has embedded itself in the body of America so deep, and, you know, people have just stood by and watched it happen, that I don't think there's any recovery for it other than a complete reset, other than, and I don't think it's going to happen, other than states completely seceding. That's
mm-hmm.
the only thing I see.
I don't see the states ever seceding from one another because, I mean, honestly, they don't have the gumption to do it. Another thing is, I mean, the complacency, yeah, you're absolutely right. The complacency is going to kill this country. We're watching the actual fall of Rome right now in our own eyes. We can
mm-hmm.
look at what's going on right here and pretty much see what happened, 3,000-4,000 years ago in Rome itself.
Well, you know, Texas, Austin, Russell, did you see about your great city of Austin on the news today?
No, I
did. Did you see that, Russell?
No,
oh,
I did.
Austin is the shit, man. Austin is the fastest growing city in the United States from people moving from other states, especially from where?
California.
There you go.
He'll fit right in Austin.
And then they bring the problems into the other states when they're voting Democrat. You know?
Yeah, they bring their stupid-ass ideology with them.
Oh, yeah. So, but do you plan on doing any auditing when you get in, like audit some of these politicians, you know, what's being spent, who's collecting what, you know, stuff like that? Will you be doing some of that as well, or?
I'm doing that now. You can go on financial records on all of them.
Well, the first thing states need to do, but they're not going to do it, and the government needs to do. They need to audit the SEC and the college athletic organization. Because,
NCAA.
You know, NCAA. Okay, because if these colleges, just like LSU, okay, LSU just bought out Coach Orgeron's coaching contract for LSU football for $17 million. $17 million. From coaching a football team at a state college.
Right.
Okay. Where's that money coming from? Where's that coming from?
Right.
That's a good
question. And then we come up with this this student debt and these student loans and this extra money for higher education and raising tuitions and all of this, but they can just arbitrarily break out the big checkbook and write out a check for $17 million. You know, I mean,
that's a valid question. Where is it coming from?
You know, where's this money coming from, and why are these college coaches being allowed, are these colleges being allowed to offer these coaches such high salaries? And I'm not only talking about the football coaches. I'm talking about the basketball coaches, the gymnastic coaches, you know, all of this. But when it comes to this state and other states giving teachers, firefighters, police officers, and municipal workers, the pay raise, we just don't have the money right now, and we get all kind of upteen excuses.
Well, I mean,
but some lawyers sit down with a board of trustees and cut a $17 million check.
Mm-hmm.
No questions asked. You know, not a blink of an eye.
And what needs to be asked is why
aren't
they paying taxes?
People need to look at this when these politicians come up and they say they're going to raise taxes, they're going to raise this, they're going to spend money on this, spend money on that, you know, and not only on the federal level, but especially on the state level.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, this is a clear case of hiding a battleship under your left hand and, you know, not even paying attention to what the right hand is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, the majority of Georgia state taxes goes to the schools. It's supposed to be to the equipment only. But yet teachers are still having to pay out of pocket to buy stuff for underprivileged kids. Why is that? I mean, they're getting $125,000 a
kid. And Russell, the state of Louisiana just bullshitted the citizens of the state of Louisiana again with another gambling. Well, they call it gaming because gambling's against the state constitution here in Louisiana, so they changed the word to gaming. Okay, legalized sports betting at the casinos now. With the unwritten promises that the profits are going to go to education. Okay, let me tell you something about sports betting. Sports betting is the number one loss for every casino that participates in it. Bookie joints. They lose their ass off on it. You know, but they make it up by having people come in and put their money on the table or slot machines or whatever. You know, because the sports betting, the odds are not in the house's favor like the other games. So it's a big risk for them.
Right.
So this profits are going to go to education. There are going to be no profits. Not with sports betting.
Right.
Nope. And those casinos can write them off as a tax write-off as a loss.
Exactly.
As a gift.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I know you guys got a fight on your hands and everything else and stuff, but you know, tell you guys up there in Georgia, you guys got a hell of a team up there.
Yeah. It's gonna take, like Russell said, it's gonna take a complete reset. It's gonna take a shutdown. It's gonna take people rising up. Mm-hmm. And for all you people, like I said before, you know, all you people, especially you Christians out there, you Southern Baptist Christians, you hypocrite son of a bitches, okay, just shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. I'm tired of hearing, oh, we can't be the ones to fire the first shot. You know, the first shot was fired a long time ago. Very long time
sure
ago.
Sure it was.
Okay. And, you know, you all depending on your vote and you're depending on these politicians and you're depending on this and depending on that, you know, rather than you're just as bad as these social liberals that every time they hear the word free, they go to jumping up and down.
Yeah.
I was wearing a shirt today that said, Joe sucks, Kamala swallows, and it says, fuck Harrison Biden. And a woman came up to me and she said, as a Christian, I find that offensive. I was like, as a free person, I don't care.
Right.
I mean,
my response to her would have been a question. I would have asked her, do you have children? And I'm pretty, how old was she?
I'd say in her 40s.
In her 40s, okay. All right. I'd have asked her if she had children. She possibly would have, more than 99%, well, yes, I do. Well, guess what? You've heard the word fuck before.
Yep.
Right.
Because if it wouldn't be for fucking, wouldn't none of us be here?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And if they really look at their government, they get fucked every day.
Yep.
you know.
That's true.
There's no telling, you know. I'm liable to have 20 kids in the Philippines, you know, that's still wondering where's the crawfish. You know? and Russell too, you know, where's the Tex-Mex? You know, where's the Tex-Mex? You know.
What?
Somewhere.
Yep. Russell, you got anything you want to add? You've been awful quiet for a change.
He's tired. I can tell he's tired.
I find this whole election thing and discussing it and exercising futility. They've gotten away with stealing the election with the help of their Republican partners. Anybody who thinks they can go to that swamp and make a difference is lying to themselves. As I just said at the beginning of the show, the corruption is too deeply embedded there, and we need to go Finland on these kinds of issues, or Iceland, I'm sorry. And that's going to fix this, and if not, we just slowly sit here and watch it all go away. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the Jews thought they were going to vote the Nazis out all the way up till they got loaded onto the boxcars.
Oh, yes. And if you listen to them, they will tell you, this didn't happen all at once. It was little by little by little.
By little. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, people, you know, when they hear about the Nazis and all of this, Russell, you know, they think they went in and just blitzkrieged everything and just shot their way in and shot, you know, just took over everything. No. Austria voted itself to annex Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm.
They entered Austria without a shot fired.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Then that's when the nightmare started.
Mm-hmm.
Once they got a foothold in there, that was it. They took all the guns away from the citizens. They took all those World War One holdovers, rifles, pistols. Everything from the people had nothing to defend themselves with,
right?
Okay, and that's the way they did it,
and that's why they want to take away our guns. They want to take our guns away, so they can walk right out here and do the same thing. I mean, if you guys look at it,
it wasn't until the Branch Davidians showed the capability of the 50 caliber Barrett against the ATF at the Waco compound that the 50 caliber Barrett hit the radar. Before then, nobody ever heard of a 50 caliber Barrett. They didn't want a 50 caliber Barrett. It was too big. It was too bulky. It's too clumsy. How are you going to carry that thing around? You need a trailer to carry the damn thing around with you. The ammunition is way too expensive. But now, all of a sudden, you know why? Do you know why? Because the Secret Service has nothing. Once the president or the vice president steps out of that limo, they have nothing that will stop that 50 caliber round.
Yep.
A 50 caliber round is awesome. It is awesome. It has one hell of a recoil, and it has one hell of a range.
Yeah.
Because Russell will tell you he's probably had it happen to him. I've never had it happen to me, but I've seen it happen. Okay. There is a special way, and you got to know your shit, to set up a 50 caliber Browning machine gun, a Ma Deuce. Because if you don't know what you're doing and you try to throw this thing up together in the cradle and everything, guess what? It's going to turn into an anti-aircraft gun real quick. It's going to end up on top of you. That barrel's going to end up cooking into your skull, and you're liable to shoot a couple of people behind you while you're on your back and it's still going off.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
I mean,
do you realize
that there is a gas adjustment on the 50 caliber machine gun? Did anybody know that?
Nope.
Yes.
That there is, okay. Okay. There is a little dial on the side of it, okay, that you have to adjust. Now, you can adjust it to make the thump, 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 thump fire, or if you're a maniac, you can adjust that thing and it'll sound like an MG-42 German machine gun, which you don't want to happen because your barrel's going to end up turning orange and it's going to look like a piece of spaghetti flopping around. This is what they're fearing. They're not fearing. They don't care about Jerome the Crip shooting Jamal the Blood in the inner city. They could care less about that. They don't give two hoots of shit or a good goddamn about that. They fear those weapons turning on them. They feared those weapons turning on them. Period.
Well, you know, and that's why they keep trying to pass these unnecessary gun laws and try to, you know, they're just trying everything they can because they're not stupid. They have to walk right in here and try to take us all because we deal out numbers. Big time.
Well, Bill Meyer, who is a liberal, who says a lot of things that I just completely disagree with, and I'd like to throat punch him a time or two.
Right.
But he came out on one of his videos, one of his shows, HBO, and he's telling his fellow liberals that they need to shut up. They need to shut up about wanting a civil war with the right-wingers, because we have more guns and we know how to use them. And he flat out told them, you get in a civil war with these people, you're not going to win. You are not going to win.
Right.
So, and they know that.
Right.
They know that flat out. They're not that stupid.
But they're pushing for it. You know.
He just plainly told them flat out in his exact words, you know, shut the fuck up. De-escalate the situation. Shut the fuck up. Because you're going to start something. You're going to start something that you're not able to finish.
Yep. Even the Chinese are smarter than that because they know. That's why they won't try coming in here. You know.
But no, they hadn't. Sir.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Michael.
The Chinese hadn't penetrated, but they were in Canada with our allies not very long ago.
Right.
Training in cold weather fighting scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we heard about that. And everybody said, oh, no, that's just a conspiracy theory. No, that was true. You know?
Yeah, they were there training.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joseph, let me take a second here before we run out of time. I'm glad somebody shut up. I'm going to step on some toes right now, and I'm going to piss some people off. Okay. First of all those ships sitting offshore are cargo ships. All right? It's just concerted effort to shut down, keep the supply chain choked down for whatever they have coming up next, all right? I think Virgil will agree with what I'm fixing to say. You people who are running around saying that those things are full of Chinese troops and da-da-da like that, I don't know what branch y'all served in. I don't know if you served or not, but y'all are complete fucking idiots, okay?
Yeah.
First of all, it would be logistically impossible. Second of all, how you gonna get all those motherfuckers to shore without 5,000 landing craft? Without 5,000 landing craft running, those mm-hmm. deep drive ships, cargo ships, are. I don't know where this idiocy started, but y'all just really need to stop, because you're making yourself look like fucking idiots.
Right.
That's
I just
right.
laughed at them. I've been hearing that same thing.
Those containers are out in broad daylight. They're out in the sun. And basically, they're just oversized Mattel Easy Bake Ovens, okay? Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about crawling in an AAV-71. Okay, Russell and I had to crawl in these contraptions. And we had to wait hours on end inside of them son of bitches. And with the hatches popped. But they're still hot as a son of a bitch. You still sweat your ass off in them. And when they shut those hatches and that thing goes down that ramp and you feel that thing slosh around and moving around in the water and you're moving, you know, the whole time you're praying is that, you know, everybody sealed everything up good, because any water gets inside that thing, it's going straight to the bottom. It's going to turn into a U-boat. Okay? And then these things circle around out of the ship's perimeter. They circle, circle, circle till every one of them gets off every ship. And then they group up. And these things are hot. When you hit the beach, the reason Marines are running out of these son of a bitches is so they can cool off.
Yeah, right.
Because these things will bake your ass. These things are hot on the inside. And you're carrying equipment, and you're carrying long-sleeve utilities and everything. And God forbid somebody cuts a fart in one of them son of a bitches, you're all going to fucking die.
Especially a silent fart, because those are deadly. So, and Michael, and one of the things I wanted to ask you before we sign off, you know, as we get closer and everything, one of the things we always say to some of the people who are running the politics and stuff, do you plan to use their ignorance against them?
I'm sorry.
So when we're getting closer to the elections and everything and stuff, and some of the advice that we have given on the show is, do you plan on using their ignorance, turn their own ignorance against them in the future?
What, the politicians using their own ignorance against them?
Yeah.
I mean, I really hate picking on retards, but yeah, I'll do it.
Well, I was wondering because, you know, we've given this advice, and you should see, I mean, we got a friend here, Karen Budini, who's been on the show. She's running for governor over here in New Mexico, and I think I've sent you to her so you guys can communicate and stuff. She's doing exactly that. She is looking really good right now. Jonathan and Max doing the same thing, you know. So that's some of the advice that we always give. Russell Virgil always gives too, you know. But, you know, it's good to see you guys out there fighting and everything, and it's for good cause. And we just need a lot of Marjorie Greens out there, you know, and a lot of Ted Cruz and Rand Pauls out there right now, you know.
I was asked one time, how do I compare myself to Marjorie Taylor Greene? And I looked at him, and I was like, she's a kitten compared to me.
Right.
So this is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just like Virgin was saying, you're going to have a fight on your hands, you know, and everything. But you see Marjorie, tell her I said hi. and everything. I've been trying to get in touch with her, and I've been sending her emails to get her on back on the show again, but she's so busy that I haven't had any response back from her. But let her know I've been trying to get in touch with her.
I sure will.
And everything. Let her know Virgil has a unique name for her. Go ahead and tell her what that nickname is, Virgil.
The Blonde Tornado.
The Blonde Tornado. Right on.
So,
right on.
Anyway, if I
see her, I'll definitely tell her.
Yeah, I let her know and everything. So I used to talk to her all the time on Messenger, but like I said, she's so busy, she hasn't even been on there very much. So, but anyhow, you know, wish you luck. We'll have you on the show again here pretty soon and everything. And I appreciate your time here with us and stuff. And we are running out of time and everything. So Russ just hopped off here and stuff. So Virgil, anything you want to say before we log off?
Nah, just good night, America. Start opening your eyes. Stop swapping your thumb from your mouth to your ass. You know, open up your windows, open up your doors. Look around. It's a big world you're living in. And good night, Chesty, wherever you are. I'm gone.
All right. Now, tomorrow night, we're not gonna have a show tomorrow night because I'm going to be working at the poll, so I'm going to be coming in awfully late. But we will have a show on Thursday night. And everything, so yeah, this year I'm working the elections, so it's going to be interesting to see and everything. But anyhow, brother, good luck to you and everything, and I'll talk to you a little later.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too, brother.
All right, see you.